A series of farm bill discussions are being held across the Southeast in Georgia, Florida, and Alabama to discuss the new farm bill. The rules and regulations that are official from USDA will not be available till later this year as they're working on them. But from the educational sessions we've attended this week, it appears that growers of row crops, with the exception of cotton, which is going to have a new program next year called the STAX program, STAX, or the Stacked Income Protection Program. That's mainly an insurance program, but theirs will not start until 2015. On other crops, they will have a choice this year of choosing between two programs. One is a price loss coverage called the PLC, and the second one is the ARC program, or the Agricultural Risk Coverage Program. These two programs will be available this year, and the USDA's explanation is like this. The price loss coverage provides payments when the price of a crop drops below a reference price. Now, what price is that? The reference price for field crops in our area include peanuts, $535 per ton, wheat, $550 per bushel, corn, $370 per bushel, grain sorghum, $395 per bushel, and soybeans, $840 per bushel. So, if the average price of these commodities during the next year is below these levels, if that average price is below, it will trigger a payment to the farmer who has the base on that land. So the base payment will come in if it is below. For example, if the average price of peanuts next year is $500 per ton, then the reference price is $535. So you will qualify for a $35 per ton payment, but that is only on 85% of the peanut base on that farm. But a summary of these base acres is being worked on now by all the various universities as we try to teach the farmers to know more about the Farm Bill before the final rules and regulations are ready. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.